I went to Sunderland when I was around the age of 11, 12. He gave us my first Sunderland game when I was about 14, 15 in the first team and really helped develop me as a player. I think I was a right winger until Mick told us otherwise and put us in centre midfield, and that's kind of been my position for the rest of my career. So, yeah, Mick's been really important and I still keep in touch with him now and obviously still look out for the Sunderland scores as well. So I'm glad to see that he's still doing well.
And I mean, I'd say that FAWSL over the last couple of seasons definitely grown for the better, I suppose, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think it's got better every year. I think especially this season, you see that everybody's beating everyone. I think if you go back a few years in the women's game, you'd look at games and you'd be able to predict the scores. But I think there's been so many games now when we've come off the pitch and we've asked how the other teams have done, and there's always surprises every week. And kind of for fans, surely that's a lot more exciting than seeing teams dominate games, beating teams 5-0, 6-0. I think you've seen this season there's been a lot of 1-0s, 2-0s, 2-1s. So, yeah, women's football's definitely getting better all the time. The league's getting more competitive, and that'll obviously have a knock-on effect for England and make us stronger as players.
Yeah, and I mean, it's a great bonus having Durham and Sunderland in there as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fantastic for the North East having two clubs in WSL2. And hopefully Sunderland can win WSL2. I think they're sitting top at the minute and getting the League One. But there's always a fantastic following for women's football in the North East. And I think it's been a shame that Sunderland haven't been in the top league for a few years. But they can kind of only affect from now, and they've done really well, and hopefully they can keep pushing on and keep women's football growing in the North East.
So on to the England match. How's life under Mark? I mean, the results are there. What's the spirit of the team like these days?
Yeah, the team spirit's very good at the minute. As you say, new manager, and I think Mark's come in just freshened things up, and I think you can see that the whole team's got a smile on the face. We're enjoying playing. I just think it's going really well. Obviously, we've got a big game on Sunday against Sweden, which is going to be a tough test, but we want to put ourselves up against the best teams to kind of see where we're at the minute going into the World Cup next year.
And it's important that they're brought to the area, isn't it?
It's fantastic. It's great that there's going to be an England game in the North East, and it's going to be great for us that our families can come along and support us, because hopefully we can show that there's a big following for women's football in the North East, and hopefully we can get a big crowd on Sunday and cheer us on, because it's going to be a tough game and we need all the support we can get.
I mean, the pair of you played in the London 2012 match at the Riverside. What was that like?
Yeah, that was a great experience. I think there was over 25,000 there, I think, at Middlesbrough that day, and the crowd was just fantastic. I think all the girls who were involved in the Olympics would probably say it was the best time of their career. And yeah, as I say, it was great that we got to play in the North East. So hopefully we can replicate that with the England game on Sunday. Obviously, we're not going to get 25,000 there, but hopefully we can sell out Hartlepool and get a good crowd there.